The measure passed by voters last November approved the taxation and regulation of marijuana production, sale, and use in Alaska. It made the use of marijuana legal for anyone 21 and older, but bans the use in public. It legalizes the possession of up to 1 ounce of pot and the growing of up to 6 plants by anyone 21 and older. It also requires the state to set up regulations for marijuana businesses, although it allows local municipalities to prohibit those businesses. A local ordinance can also limit the location, hours of operation, and other requirements if pot businesses are permitted. Mayor Mark Jensen requested the issue be put on the Assembly's agenda this month.
I had it put on the agenda so we could start our discussion. I know it varies all over the state what different municipalities have done, and Ketchikan Borough addressed it, their borough government, and they came up with some ideas that they want to move forward, like no edibles and, you know, not located near churches or schools. And I know the state has the legislative session, they're going to address it and come up with their rules. But I personally feel it's important that as a borough, we start working through this process.
Assemblymember Cindy Lagadakis suggested adopting a similar ordinance to the one approved in Juneau recently.
That basically says we're not going to zone anything for any marijuana-related cultivation or testing or product manufacturing until that time that the state has developed regulations that we can tie into. And it gives us a little breathing room.
Assembly members asked Police Chief Kelly Swihart for his input. Swihart said he thought the borough should prepare and thought the Assembly should learn more about the issue.
Off the top of my head, some of the concerns I would have would be safety inspections for indoor grow operations. I've been in a few hundred commercial marijuana grows, and you know, we need to make sure that if we're going to allow them, they need to be set up safely and they're fire hazards are reduced. In the recent training I had, Washington and Colorado both are running into issues, some pros, some cons. One of the common issues they had was in the consumables, concentrates in consumables.
Other issues were about whether to limit areas where pot businesses could operate in the community. Assemblymember Nancy Strand wanted to be able to collect tax on pot sales.
I think we need to be real careful about putting too many moratoriums on too many things, or it's going to go right back underground and we won't be able to collect any taxes on it.
Other assembly members wanted to keep the issue on the agenda for future meetings and hope to hear more from the public on the marijuana issue. The voter initiative takes effect on February 24th. In possibly related news, the Borough Assembly voted to advance a new ordinance that could provide a property tax exemption for farm buildings in the borough. That measure, as written, could apply to people growing or storing crops or livestock as long as people make at least 10% of their income from farming. Jay Stanton Greger introduced the measure and answered a question from Bob Lynn about the ordinance language.
Question, would this also apply to marijuana production?
The way, Mr. Mayor, may I?
Sure.
Yeah, the way I currently read it, yes, although I imagine the state attorney is going to be weighing in on that at some point, but
I asked the state assessor this, Mr. Mayor, sorry. I asked the state assessor this morning, and I talked with our attorney, and she said yes, it would, as it's read now.
That's Finance Director Jody Tao responding. She also thought 1 to 2 existing businesses in the borough might use the new exemption, and it could mean less than $100 in lost tax revenue for the borough a year. The Assembly approved that ordinance in first reading by a 6-0 vote, with John Haverlick not at the meeting. With 2 more approvals, that farm building property exemption would go on to the voters at the next borough election. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.